there are things you need to know. Truth is, eventually you would come to know them if your character was such that you wouldn't and couldn't be refused in your desire to become a new human being. Some men and women have that in them. Some it's just a seed. Some it's a longing for a seed. But something that you may not know because of the way your mind presently works. It's an immature mind. Is that you're not supposed, you're, how do I say this without using the word supposed? It's a mistake to think in terms of spiritual success. It's a huge mistake. In fact, the truth is, it's a huge mistake to think in terms of any kind of success for yourself. And I know that it flies in the face of the way in which we think about our lives. I want to be successful. I want to be successful in relationships. I want to be successful in my business. I want to be successful with my workouts. I want to be successful as a spiritual aspirant. I want to succeed. I want to succeed. I want to succeed. You're not here to succeed. You're here to change. If you want to use words, you can say that real success finally enters a man's life, a woman's life, when they understand that taking part in life and the changes that it brings moment to moment is the only success there is. Knowing one's part in life is the only success there is. It's what you're looking for. The problem is that you've named for yourself what that part is. And it wasn't even you that named it. Your mother and father, they named it or unnamed it, because lots of us grow up and don't want to be something as much as we want to be something. And I want to explain something to you that only a story can convey. So I've kind of come up with a little story sitting here to get across a very important idea. Take a nice deep breath. I want you to listen and let this story in. A young man who was very smitten with cowboy life read about one of the all-time great bronc busters that ever lived. Now, do I have to explain what a bronc buster is? Somewhere in France, someone going, "Bronc buster, what is this?" Well, I'll tell you. Or whatever it is. That means someone who gets on a wild horse. And I don't want to, because I really don't like the word at all. And teaches the animal that it is going to be used for purposes that its wild nature can't understand. And this young man wanted to meet this great bronc buster for 100 reasons. One of the reasons he wanted to meet the bronc buster was because he in his own life knew he was a wild animal. You know, there's 1,000 reasons why we're attracted to the things we're attracted. We don't know most of them. But he figured if this was a man who could cause a wild beast to submit to his will without breaking the spirit of that animal, then perhaps this man knew something that might be valuable to him, might be of value to him. So at great expense to himself, and I would underline that, and if I had time to give a full talk instead of a little, you know, mini talk here, a podcast as it were, I'd explain to you that you don't understand. If you want a new life, it is at a great cost. One you can't even imagine. One you can't even imagine. Don't you make the mistake of thinking that it's anything other than that. And some of you have. Some of you have decided that you're going to, if you can't make a new life the way you want a new life, then there's no new life. I'll go find it elsewhere. And he found a way to get to where this horse master was. And it just so happened that when his cab pulled up, the Bronc Buster was in the corral, and on what seemed to be a fairly wild horse, but he thought to himself, darn it, I got here too late. Because the horse was, you know, he's still doing a few of the up and down things, but nothing to throw the master from the horse. How many of you get thrown from the horse all the time? And he walked over to the corral. You've seen the movies. He sat up on the corral, and he waved at the Bronc Master, and Bronc Master kind of waved at him. And our young hero, our man, was thinking, God, this is unbelievable. I'm here. This is the great. What a thrill. What a great thing. And a moment later, the Bronc Master dismounted from the horse, and someone came and led the horse away to put cold water on it and groom it, as is natural to do when an animal has submitted as it's intended to, then it may be given what it needs. And immediately our young man looked over, and the Bronc Buster was limping badly. And he didn't know anything about a limp on the part of a Bronc Buster. Kind of disappointed him, because he figured the man would have the same swagger that he showed on the horse. But instead, the Bronc Buster was kind of limping badly, and the young man said to him when he got over, said, "Geez, I didn't. You get thrown? Did you get thrown before I got here?" And the old timer said, "No, I didn't get thrown." He said, "Because the young man's continued to talk, because I didn't see it. I mean, geez, are you okay?" He says, "Yeah, I'm fine." He said, "Well, when did you get thrown? Was it recently?" And the Bronc Buster said, "No." He said, "As a matter of fact, I got thrown every time I got onto a new horse." And the young man said, "Well, when was that?" The old timer looked at him and smiled, because he knew what the young man was thinking. He said, "Oh, 3 times a week for the last 30 years. Where do you get the idea that taking your life back from the nature that possesses it, and it is fully possessed, you have no idea. Taking your life back means it's a pony ride. That somehow or other there's some special saddle from which you can't be thrown. You have to get thrown. If you don't get thrown 3 times a week, you're not riding. And further than that, you don't understand that there are living forces that are dedicated to you being dumped on your duff. Dedicated to it. They intend to see that you get knocked down and knocked down and knocked down. And then drag before you every possible association that those that nature can find in your mind that holds all that garbage already in it, so that you can sit there and feel terrible about the fact that once again there you are in the dirt by yourself with nothing to show for all the riding that you've done. You have to grow up. Because if you don't grow up, if you don't understand that there are as many forces set against you as there are searching ways to help you. And the difference all depends upon what you want in your heart of hearts. And that's what every dump from the saddle asks. Every time you find yourself feeling like I've done nothing, I've gone nowhere, I have nothing, nothing's coming, nothing ever will, you're sitting there in the dirt, and you have to decide for yourself whether or not darkness is going to win that moment, meaning that you fall into discouragement and run away from life again, or you stand up inwardly, you get back on the horse so that it can teach you what's necessary to become a man or a woman in charge of their own spiritual life. Because you, as you presently are, believe you're going to be in charge of your spiritual life. You, as you are now, will never be in charge of your spiritual life. You've been living a dream, and getting dumped is when finally the dream has been shattered. And instead of seeing the dream was the problem, you reinvent yourself with one more future in which you will find what you believe is spiritual fulfillment. There is no spiritual fulfillment apart from being what you are in the moment as you are being it, whether you're being thrown or whether you're triumphing. Each and every one of those moments is the same. You want triumph. There is no triumph without discovering that you are created, in a manner of speaking, to get on yourself. How do you say that? To make the metaphor complete. That you are intended to daily saddle this self. Not brutally and not in a dream. And that you're going to get thrown and you're going to get thrown and you're going to get thrown. And every time you find yourself thrown, if I'll tell you this just so you know it. The harder the throw, the better it goes. The harder the throw, the better it goes. You know why? Because it knocks that silly, immature notion out of your mind that somehow you're going to master this animal by yourself. This nature is mastered when the room is made for the master to come into your life. You want to be the master, and that is your misery, and that is what attracts the darkness into your life, and that is, by the strange same notion, what makes it possible for you finally to invite into your life that which never has to be thrown painfully, but that which gets onto and into what it must so that it can continue to succeed. And what did I say is the nature of success? Letting God change you.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.